Good morning. You're tuned in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, your host, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today, we're speaking with Coconino Center for the Arts, Julie Komnick. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
I know. Julie number one, Julie number two. I'll tell you, Coconino Center for the Arts, I'm just so happy to focus on what you do because you've been so central to what makes Flagstaff so special. Where do you come from? How did you fit into the picture? Why did you choose Center for the Arts?
Well, thanks. That's a great question. First, I do want to say that we are celebrating Coconino Center for the Arts' 40th anniversary this year. Woo-hoo. So there's a lot happening and a lot to share. Personally, I come from a background as a college educator, but I've been involved with Coconino Center for the Arts, or CCA, for many years as an exhibiting artist and then as a curator, and then came on staff several years ago, and now I'm in the director role. So that's really exciting. So I bring both that shared experience of being an artist myself, an academic background, and a lot of passion
for
collaboration.
What could be better? I mean, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's living the dream and passing it out to all of us. I've always had a really good feeling about the location of the Center for the Arts, and I don't think all of our listeners quite understand how large you are.
Yeah.
It's not just one building.
Coconino Center for the Arts is one large facility. It includes a 4,000 square foot exhibition space, another smaller 300 square foot project gallery, and a 200 seat theater where we host a lot of concerts and programs and things like that. We are nestled in the pines on what we call the cultural corridor, mm-hmm. en route to the Grand Canyon, but also neighboring close by Museum of Northern Arizona, the Pioneer Museum, and several other cultural institutions.
I love the cultural corridor. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely true. What do you think you're doing really good there that draws mm-hmm. the attendees to the shows and to all the different exhibits?
Yeah, thank you. I really believe that Coconino Center for the Arts offers something very unique. We're about the arts, culture, and science. Sciences and those collaborations. So we're thinking broadly about the interests of our community. You know, we have a lot of people in our community passionate about the outdoors, nature, the sciences, arts, and we bring that all together in thematic exhibitions. We also host a large array of concerts and programming and workshops that brings in presenters from all over the country, even internationally. Mm. So we bring something special to Flagstaff.
No doubt. Absolutely special. It's absolutely special. CCA and 40 years. You know that there's a lot working and going right to be able to celebrate 40 years. We're in such an imaginative and creative community. And like you said, with science and astronomy and the culture and the feel of the Grand Canyon, everything just rocks together when it comes to what you do. But who organizes the shows? Are you that person who's in the center of the cookie dough and you're saying, this is going to work, and somebody bakes it up? What's the deal? Because you guys bring the best of the best to Flagstaff.
Thank you. That is one of my favorite parts of the job, but we definitely operate as a team. We have a staff of six, as well as a very driven board of directors, a lot of community involvement, volunteers, interns. So all of us together are all parts of every exhibition and program.
Do people come to you, or do they hear mm-hmm. about the Center for the Arts, or how do you decide who's going to have the honor to perform?
Sure, absolutely. So we have selection committees for both the exhibitions and performances. You know, we're on I-40. We get a lot of bands that are traveling through. You know, they might be in Santa Fe on their way to LA and they have an extra night. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of big names just because of our geographic position. Mm. And so that's really exciting. We really like to focus on our local artists and emerging performers. So we hold special spots for them to be able to highlight our local talent as well.
Mm. That's so essential. What do you think was in the mind of the builder when mm-hmm. they built that incredible theater? You know, I don't know if there's that many centers for the arts that are so intimate like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's not a bad seat in the house. Everybody's focused on the middle, on the floor. It just feels so good.
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. You know, we really are a unique and intimate space. We've been looking at the history of the building as part of celebrating the 40th anniversary. And that architect really had an innovative vision. You know, it's an amphitheater style theater with seating, you know, 200 seats. And we're currently working on improvements. We have a campaign for all new theater seating happening and all sorts of improvements. But the acoustics in that space, space and just that intimate setting is something you don't find everywhere. And I feel like our performers really seek that out, and that's why they came to us, or we're seeking out performances that would resonate in that type of space.
So I don't know if I should ask this question. There's so many questions to ask, but are there any shows or performers that you have felt have kind of sort of stood out and stood the test of time and people still talk about it?
Oh my goodness. Yes. So many. I mean, if you come into Coconino Center for the Arts, we actually have a hallway that's posters of a whole bunch of the past performances. But one that comes to mind because it was fairly recent, we have a lot of upcoming and ongoing musical theater in our community. That's a big draw right now. And in the fall, we hosted, in November, Stargazer Collaborative Theater performed Cabaret. And I want to tell you what they did. So if you come into our theater, it's typically, you know, you have rows of seating and they look down on the stage. It's typical that way. They reversed the whole system. So they put the seats on, because the seats are modular, they put them on the stage and they built the stage up the tiers. They turned it all around. They had a band at the top and the performance was just exceptional. So we look forward to doing more innovative uses of the space. So it's not only coming to perform, but like, how can you really activate that specific space and do something neat?
Awesome. I can't even imagine that for how many times. I didn't know that either. Thanks for sharing that with our listeners. Well, let's switch gears to the public and your patrons. How can we get more engaged? Who funds you? What are you looking for? Do you need volunteers sometimes? Because you're like me in the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. We only have 6 on the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, your skin only goes so far. It's stretched thin.
Yes.
So what can the community do and what are you thankful to the community for?
Absolutely. Thanks, Julie. Yeah, we work closely in partnership with both Coconino County. The county owns our building and offers the space to us as well as funding, and also the city of Flagstaff. We serve as the lead arts agency and partner towards the allocation of the arts and science grants, which are supported by the BBB funds with the city.
Yes.
So we're super close partners there, which also helps support us financially. We rely extremely heavily on grants and private contributions, individual contributions. As we know, there's a shifting landscape of federal grants right now, so we're looking very closely and recognizing that as a community organization, we rely on our community and want them to be involved. We're always looking for volunteers, people to come in, share their stories. So anything from volunteer work to some contributions is always welcome.
It's just such a beautiful space. I don't know how many art shows I've been to and how many pieces of art, every kind of art you can imagine. Textiles. The textile artists that you bring always knock my socks off. This is Julie from the Chamber of Commerce speaking with Julie from the Coco Center for the Arts. We're already at the end of the show. How can our listeners reach you, or where can they learn more?
Absolutely. Well, that we encourage them to visit our website, coconinoarts.org.
Okay.
That has a full list of upcoming exhibitions, our concert calendar, all the things. We also welcome an in-person visit anytime, and we're happy to give tours or show people around.
What are your hours, for example?
Our open hours during exhibitions are Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 5, but we're open many times during the evenings or for special events and concerts.
Just go online to Coco Arts.
Coconinoarts.org.
Coconinoarts.org.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Julie. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're making a big impact.
Thanks, Julie.
This is Julie number 2 from the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. I'm signing off for today. Thank you for listening. This show is such a blast. I'll see you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.